right, back to it now. I'm going to jump into something here of some breaking news that caught my attention that I didn't see anywhere on the main runs, and I just found this on a back channel, and I want to share this with you. Four people killed in a stabbing event in Rockford, Illinois yesterday. Mass stabbing event. Seven people also injured. One is in critical condition. A 22-year-old man is in custody. The victims include a 15-year-old girl, a 63-year-old woman, a 49-year-old man, and a 22-year-old man. I'm told that one of these is a mail carrier working for the United States Postal Service. Rockford, Illinois, about 90 miles west of Chicago, of course, Quad Cities area. And what do you make of this? A mass stabbing event. Sounds like something you'd hear out of London. Makes you scratch your head and go, what's this one about? Four people dead, mass casualty event, seven people injured, one in critical condition, no suspect's name being released except that he's 22 years old. You would think, you know, and I'm going to go back to something I saw recently. If it was a 22-year-old white guy, we'd already know that. If it was a 22-year-old white guy, we would already know that. It would already be headline news, white supremacy and the dangers of white people and so on and so forth. Keep this one on your radar, folks. Rockford, Illinois, we'll keep an eye out and see what the truth of it is. Right now, I'm merely saying, hey, what's this about? Meanwhile, back to the border. Senator Hagerty tells the truth about the wide open border on national television when given the chance. He says things like this.
The fact that the media has backed off is absolutely due to the fact that they ramped up, the Biden administration ramped up the media before their fake border vote. You know, they had a border security bill that wasn't a border security bill. And it allowed every Democrat to go and say, I'm for border security, when in fact it would have just accelerated the processing of people into America more rapidly. And now the media is not on it. The Biden administration is walking away from doing anything at the border. If you think about it, the first 100 days of Joe Biden's administration, he passed 94 different executive orders to tear down Trump's border, you know, border protection program that was working. He could easily go back with executive orders and do something to fix it. They're not going to do it now.
So do you think that there will be any congressional action on the border before November of 2024?
Well, you've seen my attempt to do it. Every single Democrat is going to stand firm and vote against it. They want open borders.
They feel no pressure.
No pressure.
They want open borders and they feel no pressure. They want open borders. They feel no pressure at all. All right. And despite the poll numbers showing the Democrats getting killed on this issue, no pun intended, because people are getting killed in the streets, refuse to change course or even to admit how wrong what they're doing really is. They won't admit a thing. Senator Tim Kaine, for example, like so many Democrats, trying to dismiss the failing border and the people getting killed, suggesting it's not really a big deal in this election. It's really not a big election year issue at all. Here he is.
Does that change your mind or what you guys are going to do moving forward, looking at kind of this illegal immigration and border crisis that we have going on?
It needs to. I wish if people, when they hear immigration, I think a lot of people, the first thing they think of is the border. The first thing we should think of is workforce. National security and border issues are really important. And some of the chaos at the border is because if you don't have a robust work visa program, then people who are desperate for opportunities come and they'll make an asylum claim instead.
I see. So we should think workforce. What does he work for? Tyson? Was he getting money from Tyson? Is that who's lobbying him today? Anyhow, let me read this. Let me read this for you. It's from one of the viewers of the program, one of the listeners here. Hey, Steve, as a delivery driver, I go by that spot on US 131 where this poor girl was dumped several times every week. He's from Grand Rapids, Michigan here. He is the person that writes this email. Surreal watching our country being invaded like this. Would have called one crazy 15 years ago if somebody was to tell me that this would be happening in our once great city of Grand Rapids in our country. Deliberate without a doubt by Democrats. The Michigan State Police and sadly what used to be our local Fox contributor news media have been hush-hush about the details regarding this animal's past criminal records and deportation history. The story is being buried. We've not seen anything yet. I'm seeing them come into Grand Rapids more and more frequently, they being the illegals. I'm hoping for an early retirement so I can get out of here and move my cabin up north. More are coming, and home invasions, rapes, assaults, murders, etc. are going to increase greatly as well. I'm concerned I will have to use my arms to defend my own life or a family member. And then be tossed into jail and called a white supremacist and a racist and an anti-immigrant. But wait, I have a great idea. Let's pay Michiganders $500 a month to welcome danger into their households. And he says, you first, Governor Whitmer, you first, AG Nessel, you Benson, and you, Democrats. It's anonymous. I'll leave it that way. But here's a guy from Grand Rapids who says, how did we ever get here? And how are voters feeling about top issues this year? You know, Donald Trump is dominating the field. Dominating the field. Listen to this.
Now let's look at who voters think have the best policies on these issues. Let's go. Overall economy, the fourth most important issue. Donald Trump has a 30-point lead on that. Crime tied for fourth, 28-point lead for Trump. Inflation, the most important issue, 27-point for Donald Trump. Healthcare, Biden has a 19-point advantage on that. And the middle class, that's a place, as Wolf was talking about, where there is some battle right there. Who has the best policies for the middle class? Let's go to the second tier of issues, which aren't all that far down, but they're not in the top five. Immigration, 48-point lead for Donald Trump. Taxes, 32 for Trump. China, 28 for Trump. Come to abortion, a 25-point lead for President Biden. And Social Security, another potential battleground area.
Yeah, there you have it. Donald Trump leads across the board pretty much. 58 points on the border, yeah. There you have it. As we launch into this general election year, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a special offer. Just in case you haven't made the switch yet, you have until the end of the month, March 31st. You can get a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you do to stop procrastinating, go to patriotmobile.com/Gruber. The offer code is Spring24. Patriotmobile.com/Gruber. The offer code Spring24. Look, it's that easy. A free month of service. It's what I use. The first Christian conservative mobile network. Dependable nationwide coverage. We've been here in North Carolina. We use it in Michigan. We've been all over the country. We were in Florida here last weekend. Look, all three major networks are offered. You get the same great coverage. You get better plans. You get better deals. And you get a free month when you sign up. Just like you did before with some great companies. Here you go again. PatriotMobile.com. PatriotMobile.com/Gruber Spring 24. And you'll save on that first month. I'll be right back.